Welcome to Sports Mad Rez's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past 2 weeks, we had 5 posts on sportsmedrez.org. That's res.org. The first post introduced the International Olympic Committee's consensus statement on load in sport and risk of injury. The second post described a study where the authors found that anterior cruciate ligament, or ACL, injury affect a small number of athletes. While overall ACL injury rates are decreasing, ACL injuries still affect a disproportionately higher number of women than men. In the third post, we noted a study where the authors reported that former elite athletes with osteoarthritis are more likely to have symptoms of common mental disorders such as distress, sleep problems, and adverse alcohol use compared to those without osteoarthritis. In the next study, the authors noted that patients who suffered a knee injury have some understanding of their long-term risks. However, there's an astoundingly low number of patients who recall having conversations with healthcare professionals about the long-term risks that occur after an injury. And finally, we introduced the Royal Dutch Society for Physical Therapy's practice guidelines for anterior cruciate ligament rehabilitation. If we take a closer look at the most popular posts, we see that the authors have collected survey data from about 602 former elite athletes within 5 sports consisting of rugby, football, ice hockey, cricket, and Gaelic players to assess common mental disorders and history of a diagnosis of OA. The authors assessed patient-reported distress, anxiety or depression, sleep disturbance, adverse alcohol use, and whether they were diagnosed by a doctor with osteoarthritis. Overall, 33% of former elite athletes reported having a diagnosis of osteoarthritis. Authors identified that athletes reporting a diagnosis of osteoarthritis were nearly 1.5 times more likely to report common mental health disorders and comorbidity, which was having 2 or more symptoms of mental health disorders, compared with athletes who were not diagnosed with osteoarthritis. Overall, roughly 1 in 3 athletes who reported osteoarthritis had symptoms of distress, anxiety or depression, sleep disturbance, and adverse alcohol use. In comparison, roughly 1 in 4 or 5 athletes who reported they do not have a diagnosis of osteoarthritis had these symptoms. Hence, former elite athletes with osteoarthritis are 50% to 70% more likely to have symptoms for common mental disorders than their peers without osteoarthritis. The authors also noted that the relationship between osteoarthritis and mental health disorder differed by sport. For example, data from former athletes in rugby and ice hockey supported these findings, but data from former football or soccer athletes showed no association between osteoarthritis and symptoms for common mental disorders. This is an important study as it confirms that both osteoarthritis and symptoms of common mental disorders are prevalent among former elite athletes. Additionally, osteoarthritis may be associated to common mental disorders such as distress, sleep disturbance, and adverse alcohol use among former elite athletes. So these findings illustrate the importance of looking at potential long-term consequences when making medical decisions that put athletes at risk for osteoarthritis. The interaction between osteoarthritis and mental health issues occurring is complex, and the strategies to prevent symptoms should be discussed, developed, and implemented. Medical professionals should have discussions with athletes about the prevention and care of mental health problems that may occur after sports. This study is a good example of why we need to have conversations with our patients about their long-term wellness and the importance of it. And this is important, especially noteworthy, because in the last 2 weeks we also had a post which specifically found that individuals after a knee injury, very few of them were having that conversation with their clinicians about their long-term risks. And so this really reinforces the idea that we need to be doing more to educate our patients about what their life is going to be like when they move on from their current sports and current activities, and how they should remain physically active and participate in a healthy lifestyle, and when to seek help for different issues, such as a dietary issue, a mental health issue, or physical concerns. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This past week, our most popular post was a blog post from the New York Times Well page about playing with a concussion, doubling recovery time. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 4 online courses available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to all of these posts as well as those courses on our podcast website. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.